Hi, good people. I've been thinking lately, why did I start this podcast?
I believe for everyone who starts something new, something that they've never done before, a new path, they always get to a point where they ask, why did I start this thing? Why am I here? Where am I going with this thing, right? And it does come to me as well. And I just thought, yes, why did I start this podcast? So I want to discuss this today. So one, I think it came out of mere inspiration, where I felt like I had so many sessions with my friends, with people, with acquaintances, where we ended up discussing very critical topics about our personal lives and reflecting on the higher goals, the higher national agenda, talking about leadership, looking back at our career and the progress, looking at where we are today and our different dreams and how the people who've gone before us are also trying to evaluate their lives, looking back at what they dreamt and what they have become. And sitting in all these types of discussions just taught me that there's a huge repository of information in each one of us, myself, you, and the people that I'm hosting on this podcast, the people and the guests who will come in the upcoming podcast. There's just tons of information that when you keep it, you don't really know the potent, the power that such information has for someone's life, for someone's future and purpose. Because on a higher plane, what we do realize is that God is the creator of everything. And he created specifically human beings, people, for a purpose. And our unique purposes are what blends us together as a people. And our uniqueness is what brings out the special product that God envisaged. And that's what he calls his glory, that he created us for his glory. So when I was reflecting on what can someone's story do to an aspiring professional or an aspiring leader or an aspiring artist, there's so much that we can learn from each other. So when I pondered on such thoughts, I thought this spark of inspiration just hit me in a moment to say, I can either start podcasting now and bring all these voices here, or in a moment of inspiration, I'll be able to bring an encouraging word even from my own reflection. And still that can help me and can inspire many other people. So the spark of inspiration led me to be here to start talking about these matters. Secondly, I had to ask myself a very important question, that if I believe in a modest way, I know some truths that have benefited me and some truths that are deeper beyond what we see with our own eyes. For example, things to do with creation, things to do with gifting, purpose, goals, and things to do with striving for purpose, meaning. If I understand that there's too much content in the market, in the marketplace, in the world, that's distorting the reality that is meant to infuse our lives from God above. If I know the truth that can actually set me and other people free, and I don't dare bring it to the open, who's going to bring that to the open? So each one of us has voices, but if we do allow voices that are illegal, voices that are not meant to even influence people, because all they do is influence people negatively, and you believe you have a voice, but you never are inspired to bring your voice out there, then don't blame anyone when you see people getting a distorted message about their life, distorted message about the world, distorted message about creation, distorted voices about God's purpose for their lives. So if you indeed believe that God has given you a voice, just as I believe that God gave me a voice, then you need to take your voice out there. I remember an interesting discussion that Jesus had with his brothers in the house of his earthly parents, Joseph and Mary. When Mary and the other people had gone to a wedding in Cana, and Jesus didn't want to go out. He didn't want anything to do with it. But his brother said, you need to go out there. If you desire to be a public figure, you can't be hiding here. Anyone who desires a public office needs to not be afraid of the masses. So you go out and celebrate at the wedding and let people see you. And indeed he went out. And it's at that wedding where he performed his first miracle, turning water into wine at the celebration. So I reflected on that instance, that if indeed I have a voice, and I believe that there's a place for me in the marketplace to bring out the truths of life that God has given me, even in a very modest way, I need to speak out. I need to write. That's why I write. That's why I publish. That's why I do podcasting. That's why I don't relent getting into conferences or getting into interviews, that I know that these platforms are public. But indeed, if I want my voice to influence positively someone, myself, someone I've never met, I'll take every minute and every second to be out there and speak. How many people, how many, even yourself, how many people have a voice that God has given them? A word of a moment, a word that is generational, that God has given them and God has given you. And because of, I don't want to be out there, because, oh, I'm an introvert, I don't believe I'm worth it, there are better voices out there, I cannot do it, I don't have the ability to do it. How many excuses do we give of, we are not worth it, or we are not ready, or our word is not sufficient, or there are better voices? So you can continue to say there are better voices, but are those voices speaking the truth that God has deposited in your heart? Are they speaking things the way you would speak? Are they bringing out the context of life in the way that you can bring it out? Because you are unique as a personality, as a masterpiece, as a God's masterpiece. You are unique. And no one else would bring your voice exactly the way you would do it. So you'll be sitting on a whole mine, a whole mine of gold and diamonds, beautiful things that God wants you to bring out to the light. So for me, I decided I cannot keep everything that I know to myself. I know that whatever I say may not appeal to everybody, but there'll be one person who listen to my voice and be inspired to change their own trajectory of life and indeed be directed to the destiny that God has sent them to and God has meant for their lives. And it's very true. So I got inspired that it's either I sat in my closet and decided I will never share my voice and this, what I know, is just for me. I'll never create a platform for other people, brilliant minds, to come and talk about their life journey in order to pour into other people's lives, in order to pour into our nation and our generation today. So I decided to create a platform. And how that will come out, I don't know. How that is perceived, I don't know. How I sound on my podcast, whether it's better, whether it pulls people away, I don't know. But the fact that someone one day will wake up and listen to one of the interviews or to listen to me speak and be inspired, and that listening will actually open a door that they've never thought would be open because they've been sitting on a seed of greatness, for me, that would be the greatest achievement, the greatest achievement. So I believe, yes, these two things, out of inspiration, then two, understanding that I have a purpose to create something and to say something that God has given me as a burden on my heart for this generation. These two reasons, I believe, are sufficient to keep me on and on, going on and on at podcasting and speaking and writing and being motivated every morning to face another person, another personality, another guest, and to publish what we have for the masses and above all for the nation and to the glory of God. I believe this is why I started the podcast. And I believe that you're going to be inspired by what I'll continue and will continue to bring you. And I thank you greatly for being a great audience. And I believe that as you listen to the
episodes and the interviews, you've been inspired to just fan the flame of the gift that God has given you, so that for this generation and the posterity, your voice will be relevant and you continue to spark that flame in other people's lives. And for yourself and your family, you are going to make sure that you don't lose a minute. Redeem the time in whatever goals, whatever dreams that God has given you. Just do it. If you think your dream is too audacious, just start. Start small. Whether it's podcasting, whether it's investing, whether it's preaching the word, whether it's teaching, whether it's doing more education, just start from somewhere and see how God will lead you on the way. I love the word from the Bible that says the planning is our responsibility. Like, plan is for man, but God answereth the tongue. So God answers the tongue. So you plan and you write your vision on the tablet. And in terms of the how, God knows the how, because he's given us the mandate to be planners. So we will plan, but in terms of how that plan will work out, God says he determines our steps. So don't be discouraged, be motivated, wake up motivated, and start working out your plan today. I hope that my voice has come out to inspire you, to encourage you, and to make a difference in your life. And may you go out and change the world. Go out and change the world. Until next time, it's Moses Chavi, your host. Goodbye.